Welcome all of you joining us for our positive expedition. This is number 82. I guess that kind of speaks to a little bit of the history of this workshop series. Our topic this morning is exploring open innovation, opening up dialogue among service and science communities. I'd like to share just a bit of background to this workshop series. My name is Susan Turnbull. Joining me in the preparations for today's workshop, I'd like to introduce Bernie Lucier from the Niger D, as well as Larry Brandt, and also Joan Cole has been indispensable to the planning for today's workshop. The workshop series background actually, it was begun March of 2001. It's been a monthly public open workshop series with the underlying concept of how is it that we can transcend the type of insularities that unfortunately, you know, occurs in large settings and organizations, encourage the type of collaboration, particularly in fast-moving areas such as IT, research, development, and deployment. And so underlying all of the workshop series dating from March of 2001 has been organizing each month around a common purpose that was deemed to be larger than any institution.
Erica Wagner
is now joining.
And to take some time to appreciate those potential commonalities. Also underlying that was our interest to improve the quality of dialogue. It's kind of in today's language within the federal setting, the degree of engagement, the level of participation, collaboration, and transparency. And for us, it was opening up the dialogue, again, at the intergovernmental crossroads, but not limited to government. This basically is a public workshop. All of the workshop materials are available online. They've been archived. Anyone that calls in to RSVP can participate. You don't even need to be sitting in this room. And all in all, it was an effort to recognize that we all bring many different forms of expertise. And unfortunately, in some settings, in some situations, we don't have the right organizing structures, and we kind of almost hobble, or we don't find ways to support one another's forms of expertise. And I think we're realizing, with so many examples today, that bringing in the diversity of experience, even though it's a little awkward trying to understand one another's language from different settings, whether it be IT or business side or any of the clients they name, it's really critical to gaining that large perspective of the role. And so we feel that this is kind of a background to the conducive conditions kind of breakthrough innovation. So this is actually then underlying the workshop series all told. Today, of course, we are focusing on that concept writ large, really what it means to explore open innovation.
Felicia Kentigi
is now joining.
And beyond our own institution, kind of moving from need to know, to need to share, to really build to share. And in the setting that I'm in now, the focus on built to share scientific discovery infrastructure, looking at the large scale scientific endeavors, the climate modelers around the world, physicists around the world. How is it that they can be organized as we can be organized instead of to informed and augmented by each other's expertise, but not overwhelmed by the complexities, not only of our expertise, but the tools that we bring. Organizing and improving the practice and really working towards understanding a national framework from enterprise architecture, the latest from data the emphasis on open format, and kind of the bottom open collaboration and open standards. Common workshop questions, we have them in much greater detail today, but all told, but sort of a common thrust, again, is along the lines of organizing, the building of a shared understanding that can encourage the type of creativity and the level of trust that we feel is important. And also, as we develop that shared understanding, how can we play out and practice and develop our skills and cross boundaries in areas. And again, over the years, it's been fascinating to see how these LifeSense 2.0 tools have been continued to accelerate the potential of our working better together. Past and present sponsors, throughout the workshop series, GSA has been a major sponsor. That is my criteria. I'm currently on a detail to the Department of Energy, the Office of Science, the Architecture and Infrastructure Committee of the Oil Council has been a great supporter. I co-chair that subcommittee with Richard Seabass. And throughout in the early days, the subcommittee on networking and information technology research and development. And you can hear more about that from the director of the National Coordination Office of Magazine in just a moment, George Strong. So these are the organizing communities across the science agencies that are pulling together to best coordinate their efforts and accelerate innovation. From the CIO Council side, we again recognize the unnecessary skills typing that occurs. We need the organizational boundaries, we need the structure, but we'd like it to be a little lighter, to be able to kind of resume, tune up across the different departments, and become smarter and better able to work together for finding the next step. Again, workshops have been supported by the Architecture and Infrastructure Committee, who may be hearing from Jerry Disrael. He's here. We've had a life cycle process for advancing understanding of emerging technologies using an open forum that's been announced in the last 4 or 5 years. Overall, lessons learned is the value of it, and it's pretty exciting to have the men that are back, Charles, really who are in step and making progress on the latest open government initiative. We have thought about this in terms of the cultural stuff and the dialogue openness in terms of transparency. As I mentioned, creating the whole picture that's important, playing out plausible scenarios on purpose through the workshop series, archiving everything. It's more of a practice play and recognizing that it is it's good to be asking questions and understanding what it's better. Overall, again, this has been submitted in many ways. The importance of seeing the whole picture that I'm finding. I'm in a very new setting on the science side of the house with MDOV, but I'm finding some of these same patterns and sort of deep crystals of what's important to people, and it's so easy to kind of go off thinking that you're on the best track, spend a little bit of time up front, such as a meeting like today, to understand the range of different syndromes can help you to have a larger, better long-term trajectory of your own. Important to have this dialogue, understanding each other, leading to better resource allocation. And so, kind of skip over this, but lessons learned from the color of the collaborative space. Here's a probably familiar church interview at this point, and using collaboration tools. Kind of skip this very quickly too, but for the most part, the openness of this process has exposed us to new innovations for small business people, where probably don't have fully tuned process yet, but it's very evident that there's small business entrepreneurs that have got good ideas for us, and they don't quite can't quite find a way early enough in our federal and other business settings. You'll be hearing a little bit more about that topic in workshop. So these are kind of the findings from across the years, including this last one, the greater emphasis on focusing on some real national challenges and scenarios with participation from the NIDRD. And I'm quite pleased to say that the workshop series has been embraced by the coordinating group under the NIDRD workshop actually represents part of that transition. there, our pursuit attorney and Larry and Joan from the NIDA-B, they will be the lead and the strong leadership to continue this workshop forward. I'll continue to play a role, another coordinating group as well. All in all, kind of a fun year. I'll close as Eagle Bar might like to say, to try to anticipate and be best prepared both individually, better able to return to our own sense with a larger sense of the purpose of the day. And all in all, the goal is to improve our ability to work with and serve our citizens. So that's a little bit of a backdrop. And now I'm ready to invite George Strong to step forward and give you a little bit of detail of the research commission office and place for open innovation to be done.